With Chinook and summer chum runs nearing completion amid tight restrictions, fishermen along the upper Yukon drainage are looking to fall chum for their best chance of harvesting salmon this season.
There's only probably one family that's doing subsistence fishing here in Chalkeag. We're all waiting for our fall chum run. Our fishermen are anxious to go. And I don't want the last minute that fishing game come in and say, you can't use 6-inch mesh or less, you know, because a lot of us can't afford to buy new gear at the last minute.
That's Fred Alexie with a report from Chalkeag during the weekly Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association teleconference yesterday. While surprisingly strong chum numbers allowed for openings along the lower Yukon in late June and early July, communities upriver are having a rough summer with fewer openings, more restrictions. Overall, less opportunity, even though summer chum are on track to meet escapement goals this season. From Galenas, Sandy Sultan called in another report.
One fisherman did report trying the dip net but did not have any luck. So nobody here has reached any of their subsistence needs. We haven't had an opener yet.
Current restrictions are in place to protect Chinook salmon, but gear limitations such as lowering mesh size are interfering with the chum salmon harvest as well. However, those restrictions seem to be effective. As of July 7th, the Chinook salmon run is estimated to be 98% complete, with 132,000 fish passing ADF&G's sonar project near Pilot Station. Though officials are still waiting to consider openings for Chinook harvests, they anticipate the fish will meet escapement. With summer runs wrapping up, fall management begins on July 16th in Y1, and people are hoping for more opportunity on the river. ADF&G fishery biologist Jeff Eatonson says the preseason forecast for fall chum is between 800,000 and 1 million fish, which should provide well for subsistence and limited commercial opportunity. Eatonson says he understands this has been a difficult season for fishing families because of the Chinook and keeps that in mind for fall management.
Things are looking good for fall chum right now. There's no reason to believe that they won't pan out the way that we think they're going to do, but you know, we're certainly going to be watching things day to day to make sure that we're getting enough fish upriver for the folks, particularly in District 5, that are going to be looking at this as their only opportunity for salmon.
Over the past 3 years, subsistence harvest has increased for fall chum, and Eatonson says it should go up again this year. You can visit our website, knom.org, for a link to current fishing openings and regulations.